Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I am totally serious about the fact that we're working on your financial freedom, because I've asked a gentleman by the name of Jimmy to join me on today's show. The reason I have Jimmy on this show specifically is to help you understand that no matter where you are in your current life, no matter where you are on your road to retirement, no matter what you're doing to trade time for money, you can always trade all of that in for a different approach, a totally different approach. Now, my guest today joined Lifestyles Unlimited like 11 years ago. Yeah, back in 2011. So after the 2008 meltdown occurred and things were, you know, kind of terrible in real estate, I'll just be honest with you. There's no other way to describe what happened between like 2008 and like 2010. But in 2011, my guest Jimmy, well, he decided to join Lifestyles Unlimited because he was looking for a different path. Now, here's the really interesting thing about Jimmy that you're not aware of, but you're going to be in a moment because I'm going to share this with you. This guy, in Al's opinion, this is Al's opinion, this guy knows more about real estate in his, literally in his pinky finger, than I do about real estate. Now, I'll tell you, that's a pretty bold statement to make about somebody, isn't it? But this is true. And here's why I know it's true. Because Jimmy went to Texas A&M and he earned a master's degree in real estate. And what did he do with that? Well, he spent 3 years in real estate consulting. Yeah, we're going to ask him what that's like. And that was with a very large accounting firm. He also spent 24 years in multifamily agency lending. Okay, so now that I've painted the picture for you, it's pretty clear to you that Jimmy has a ton of institutional knowledge. I mean, this guy has an entire working life focused on real estate. So why would a guy with all of that knowledge, with all of that training, why would a guy like that join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, you're in for a treat, because what we're going to do is we're going to bring Jimmy on the show right now, and we're actually going to ask him that question because I know you want to know. So with no further ado, hey, Jimmy, how are you doing? Welcome to the show, my friend.
I'm doing great, Al. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. So are you okay if I just hit you with that question right out of the gate?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So why is it a guy like you that knows way more about real estate and has probably forgotten more about real estate than I have ever bothered to learn, why does a guy like you with all this institutional knowledge join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, I'll tell you, when I went and got my master's at A&M, it was from a perception that real estate would be a great career path, and real estate as a product, if you will, is something that you can't do anything without. So I knew that was something where there would always be demand for the dirt under our feet, and therefore people to deal with that dirt. And I was right. It provided me with a great career. But where I may have been wrong was pursuing it as a W-2 career, if you will, for so long, and never really focusing and figuring out how to turn my knowledge into what I ultimately did with Lifestyles, which was, you know, turning that knowledge into investing for myself rather than using it, you know, in the lending world to help other people get rich themselves.
I was taught, go to school, get good grades. With those good grades, get yourself into a good college, get some more good grades so that you could position yourself for a career, and that career should basically allow you to make more money than if you just had entered the workforce. And you do that for your entire life, and you try and save money up, and somewhere along the line, maybe somebody offers you some kind of retirement plan, and you just keep doing that for a lifetime. I mean, were you taught the same things?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's really no entrepreneurial history in my family, so I didn't really have an example to look at for someone who had done the things that I wanted to do. So, you know, I took the path of least resistance and found a job and just stuck with it and grew in the industry.
So I'm guessing in a 24-year career in multifamily agency lending, you've seen a lot of things, have you not?
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those questions I'm going to ask you. This is a softball question. So you've been involved with people that are syndicating deals to other people in the multifamily space, I take it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the syndication structure in general did not have a great, let's say, reputation coming out of the 80s and 90s. So that was part of what I had to get my head around with Lifestyles, was there's a right way to do the syndication structure, and there are the right people to work with in doing that.
Okay. So have you chosen to be a syndicator yourself, or are you merely a passive investor with other people that are syndicating deals to you?
When I originally joined Lifestyles in 2011, I was focused on being the syndicator, being a lead investor.
So hold that thought, Jimmy. We're going to break, and when we come back, we'll get the answer.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I did it to you, Jimmy. I do this to all of my guests because I get so excited about the fact that I've got you on the show, and there's so much information I just want to extract from your mind. I kind of lose track of the time, so I asked you one of those questions that I know is going to take you at least 30 seconds to answer, and I didn't give you 30 seconds. So my apologies to you, but you're amongst a very big and growing group of Lifestyles Unlimited members that get the same treatment.
Not a problem.
Okay. All right. So when we went to break, you were telling us about syndications, and what I was getting at is, in a 24-year career, you have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of syndications. That's just my take on your world. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And, so go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that. Before the break, I was saying that I had after, you know, sort of being on the sidelines for a number of years, even though I was a Lifestyles member, I decided that the better path for me was to just be purely a passive investor. And the thing that gave me the comfort with doing that was the way that Lifestyles both educated and then held their syndicators or lead investors accountable to the passives. So at that point, I re-ran all my numbers. I'm a spreadsheet guy, and determined that it would be better for me to keep my well-paying job and just focus on getting into syndications as a passive investor. And from having made that decision, I very quickly got to where I was comfortable then leaving the W-2 job, and here I sit.
Excellent. Excellent. So this is the question I know everybody's dying to have answered. And I don't think there's anyone better qualified to answer it than you, Jimmy. Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
What sets a Lifestyles Unlimited syndication or a syndicator apart from a non-Lifestyles one? What are the benefits of investing with a fellow member?
Well, I mentioned the Lifestyles both educating and sort of keeping the leads in line. And I don't want to lump all syndicators into what I'm about to say, but there are a large proportion of syndicators outside Lifestyles where their first priority is marketing to raise equity. Whereas a Lifestyles lead investor, their first priority is effectively running their properties. So if you get the difference there, you know, not all syndicators are really property operators. They're really more traders.
So there's obviously a real problem associated with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as a lender, you know, we would have some borrowers where we saw a large volume of deals in a short period of time, and then, you know, they would just sort of explode from their own weight, and they were using third-party management, not really keeping a close eye on them, and just focused more on putting together deals than on running them appropriately.
So you've seen a lot of syndicators that are all about, you know, the upfront money, making the money on the strike of the deal. And then, you know, after they've stripped everything out of the deal, whatever's left over is available to the investors in the deal, but they don't really care because they've actually earned their money. So they're happy with you just, you know, doing what you're doing with minimal returns. But yeah, Lifestyles Unlimited leads, totally different animal, because you hit the nail on the head. Their first priority is the operation of the property. They are so focused on figuring out what they can do to put that property back into service so that it's repositioned in the marketplace and it attracts the best people, and then they create that best product. And wow, it's like a recipe for success that is just handed to us as passive investors, is it not?
Yeah, that's been my impression for sure.
Okay. So now, in the 11 years that you've been investing, how many different lead investors have you given your money to?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five lead investors.
Five lead investors. And how many deals have you gotten into?
And that's in over 11 deals.
Okay. So it sounds like if you've got 11 deals, but you've only got five leads, I'm guessing that you've been investing with some of those leads more than once. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So why would you do that?
Just the comfort level. You know, and when one deal's going well and they're able to replicate it, then you can just be comfortable, you know, getting in their next deal.
So they actually did a good thing for you and made you comfortable enough with them that you were willing to give them even more money because the probability that they were going to get similar results was pretty high?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So where did all this money for investment come from? I mean, did you go in your backyard and start digging for gold, or where did all your capital come from?
No. So once when I joined Lifestyles, my wife and I determined that we could live on our base salary, and any bonuses that I received would be available for investing in real estate. So just, you know, accumulating bonuses over the year, and some of my later investments were made with money that had been cashed out from some of the earlier investments. So it's just kind of, you know, between saving money and reinvesting cash outs, it's just kind of snowballed pretty quickly.
Did you ever touch something like a retirement account, like a 401k or an IRA or anything like that?
I haven't needed to. I was never a huge IRA or 401k investor to begin with. I just didn't really, you know, believe in the programs. I always did just enough 401k to get the company matching. So now I'm kind of viewing that money as my emergency money, and I'm investing everything else.
Oh, I like that. Emergency money, and I'm investing everything else. So really, you figured out 11 years ago that everything that had been taught to us as young men wasn't really working, correct?
Yeah, and even before that, I'd always been looking for ways to invest in real estate, and I knew that you couldn't really invest effectively that way out of a 401k or IRA.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to ask you a question right now because I can hear the music in the background, and I actually learn from my mistakes. But when we come back from the break, we're going to get into Jimmy's mind. This is going to be good stuff. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day financial freedom seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, you're not just joining me, you're joining Jimmy and me, because Jimmy's on the show today, and Jimmy is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He is a passive investor, meaning he invests with other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And even though Jimmy has like 24 years. Well, actually more than 24 years. I mean, if come on, Jimmy, help me out here. You're like 27, 28 years of institutional knowledge. Even though you have all of that, you still joined Lifestyles Unlimited and you started investing passively. So the question I've got for you, Jimmy, is this. What did you have to unlearn? I mean, what was there anything that was kind of messing with your mind 11 years ago, saying, I don't know if this is the right thing for me to be doing? Did you ever have that moment? And if so, what did you have to overcome?
Well, actually, I've been introduced to lifestyles by someone with a similar background who was a member, and I wanted to invest with them. But the big epiphany for me was actually in kind of the introductory seminar where they went through Dale's definition of retirement, which was, building streams of passive income to replace your earned income. So that mindset right there made a huge, huge difference for me, because up to that point, honestly, I didn't really have much of a retirement plan other than just amassing cash and doing the usual, mutual fund investment management, finance industry stuff. So to me, that was the biggest thing to unlearn was wait a minute, this, a retirement that can actually grow and replicate itself versus just having a pile of cash that doesn't really earn much and you hope will last through retirement. That was the biggest thing for me.
I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of us have that same epiphany, even though we come from different backgrounds. It's amazing how when you get into that 2-day financial freedom seminar and they just lay everything out for you. And now I went to USC and I know you went to Texas A&M. And I think the statement I'm about ready to make is valid for both of us, but you correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nobody taught me at the University of Southern California, and I'm guessing nobody taught you at Texas A&M the power of passive income. And by focusing on cash flows as opposed to equity gain, you could position yourself to get yourself to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Nobody ever taught me that in any of my degree producing courses. How about you, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And kind of, despite seeing the power of real estate, I've never changed my mindset to focus that power on creating my own retirement. So that was the biggest thing for me.
So when you joined in 2011, how much money were you looking to reposition from wherever it was at into real estate? What was your initial starting point?
It was low. I mean, as I said, I hadn't really had a plan, and therefore I was sort of kind of avoiding the topic and not really saving that much money.
Okay. I think a lot of people do that. Don't you think that's a fair statement?
Yeah. I mean, I was in my, early to mid 40s at the time. And so I got into the one deal with my friend I mentioned, and then I started amassing funds thinking that I wanted to be a syndicator. So in late 2016 is when that really changed. And I decided I was going to be a passive. And from that point, I've put about $1.2 million into real estate.
Okay. You said you didn't start with much money. That's kind of a little bit bigger than not much money. Where'd you get that $1.2 million from?
That was just from, accumulating the, my industry pays pretty well, so that was just from accumulating, bonuses over the 5 prior years.
Okay.
And continuing, more bonuses over the next 4 years over that. So really just living on the base salary and every spare dollar that came my way, I put into real estate. And that really started in 2017. So you could almost say I retired in 4 years from that point.
Okay. You just made a wonderful point that is going to resonate with everybody listening to us. And the big concern that people have with investing in real estate, this is the experience that I've had from talking to a lot of people, people think that they just don't have the money to do this. They can't figure out how to create the money to do this. And you just answered the problem for them. Focus on your basic needs. Take care of your basic needs. It's okay to do a little bit more than that, but don't spend everything that you make. And holy smokes, Jimmy, $1.2 million saved in 5 years? I think that is outstanding. You're the first guy that I've met that has been able to save that kind of money. I think that's incredible. Now, why weren't you passively investing that money along the way?
Well, as I said, when I joined in 2011, I got in that one deal, and then I joined with a focus of syndicating my own deals. So, and I couldn't do that with the amount of liquidity that I had immediately available. So I sort of sat out the market for those 5 years, thinking that I would, you know, amass enough funds to syndicate my own deals. And when I changed my mind and switched my focus away from that into being a passive investor, then I had all those funds available. So I started putting them into the deals as a passive.
So what was it that caused the change in your mindset to move away from being a lead investor and to focus specifically on passive investing?
It was two things. One was Lifestyles made some changes to sort of hold their lead investors even more accountable than they had been in the past. So that gave me more comfort with being a passive investor. And the second thing was, after spending 5 years, you know, planning and looking at and figuring out how to and even beginning to look at properties, I realized that after 24 years, I was just kind of tired of the nuts and bolts of real estate, and I didn't want to do that. So it was a confluence of things that changed my focus to being a passive investor.
You know, the one thing about being a lead investor that I think can become difficult for guys like you and me, because you're in your 50s, I'm in my 50s, it's that whole thing of a lead investor is technically kind of like a full-time job. Now, they don't sit at a desk 40 to 50 to 60 hours a week, but they are responsible for a very important asset, and they're responsible for the retirement savings of a lot of people. So they put a lot of time and effort into that. And that's one of those things that I've been struggling with, to be honest with you, Jimmy, is I don't know whether I want to be a lead or I just want to be a passive. And I've gotten to this point in my life where I control all of my time again, and I'm not so sure I want to give that control up. I mean, did you go through something like that? Oh, just give me a yes or no, because there's that silly music again.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. That's the crux of the issue.
Okay, so what Jimmy just told you is time is his most important commodity.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Now, this is where I put Jimmy on the spot, and I give Jimmy that opportunity to explain what came out of my mouth at the end of the last segment. But what we were getting at was Jimmy was at a point in his life in 2017 where he had amassed a lot of money, and he was getting ready to become a lead investor. And what Jimmy shared with us was, I'm not sure I want to do that because I think there might be a better way for me to get to retirement. So, Jimmy, I set the stage. Take it from there.
Yeah, you set the stage well. I was sort of at a decision point or inflection point where, as you mentioned, being a syndicator or a lead investor was a full-time job. And with the amount of funds I had available, it was not going to be a full-time job that paid extremely well right off the bat. I think there's more upside in being a lead investor than there is in being a passive, but I couldn't ultimately talk myself into leaving a well-paying industry, a well-paying job. And I've heard the term burn your ships on the shore, and throw myself into the work of being a lead investor. So, I made the choice to continue amassing additional liquidity as I'm also doing passive investor deals. So I started putting in the funds I had available into deals and continued saving additional funds from my W-2 job to put into more passive deals. And ultimately I retired just purely as a passive investor.
So when you made that shift in 2017, how long did it take you to retire? What year would you say you effectively retired yourself?
I gave my final notice at my job in April of 2020.
Now, did you tell them why you were leaving?
Yeah, I'd been pretty upfront with them for a while that I was working towards this retirement. So they weren't surprised when I finally was able to pull the trigger. At least my supervisor wasn't surprised.
Okay. So your organization, I mean, given the fact that you're working in the real estate industry, they probably weren't as terribly surprised when you said, hey, you know what, I'm done, I'm out of here, I'm retiring, as opposed to other industries that probably would have looked at you like you had a third eye grown out of your forehead, like, oh, really, dude? Okay, we'll hold your job for 6 months. You can come back crawling. Yeah, you know. So how old were you in 2020 when you retired?
I had just turned 54.
And what was your original game plan age? What before you found Lifestyles, were you going to be one of those guys working at 65 or 70? Was that where you were trying to bracket into, or what was your mindset?
I think it would have been the ultimate outcome, but I honestly just didn't really have that firm of a plan.
So you may have been doomed to working the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Man, how's that make you feel?
Don't tell my wife, though, because she thinks I had a plan.
All right. Well, I'm not going to send her this radio show. That's on you, Jimmy. So I think you did have a plan, man. Once you figured out what made sense for you and your investing strategy, and even though you took 5 years to make that massive change, you were putting money aside. So you had $1.2 million available to inject into deals, and with that money, over a three and a half year period, you were able to bring in enough passive income that you could walk away from that job. Oh, by the way, everybody, remember he said that he made that $1.2 million off of those bonuses. So I'm thinking he's doing pretty good in real estate investing. Are you, Jimmy? Are you really doing that good in real estate investing?
I will not say that I've replaced that bonus money with real estate investing, but I've certainly replaced my base salary. So we're doing well, and we're certainly making enough to live the way that we want to live.
Well, tell me about that lifestyle. Tell me about the lifestyle you enjoy today because of a decision you made 11 years ago to join Lifestyles Unlimited. What's it produced for you?
You know, we're still living a fairly frugal lifestyle, maybe not by a lot of people's standards, but by the standards of the people we live around. But we just have the free time. My wife never really had to work outside the home, and now I don't either. And we're making plans for 1.5 years from now, when we're empty nesters, to travel more and find our dream home on a lake somewhere, and build a dream home on the dream lot on a lake. And until then, we're sort of just, to some extent, we're marking time waiting for all this COVID craziness to wash by.
Oh, COVID. I am going to be so happy when that goes away. But COVID really didn't affect me and my investments. Did you have any issues with any of your investments?
I would say only one quarter, which also happened to be the quarter when I was retiring. So that provided a little bit of stress. But, you know, just in case, most of my lead investors decided, hey, we're going to take one quarter off from distributions just to see how things, make sure we have liquid funds available in case things go really bad. And things did not go really bad, and those funds were ultimately distributed, but that was really the only hiccup.
Yeah, I had the exact same experience. I mean, all the lead investors, when coronavirus, you know, broke out, we had massive meetings at Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, everybody was war gaming it. And, you know, we came up with a solution for the entire organization, which all the lead investors embraced. And part of that solution was, let's hold off distributions just because we don't know what the unknown is. And I thought that was the right call, even though you may have not liked it because you had just retired and you weren't going to get a check that month, right?
Right.
Okay. So I get that. So now, you said you're living kind of meager by, you know, the standards of the people around you. What does it take? And this is a personal question. You can tell me to pound sand. You don't have to answer it. But what does it take every month to operate your household, Jimmy? I mean, if just keep the lights on and feed everybody, what does it take?
I look at it more of an annual number, which is right at about $200,000. You know, that includes a budget for medical expenses that we hope we won't have to spend, and some other kind of fluff in there, and travel money. But just from the standpoint of monthly expenses we're going to spend every month, our budget is a little over $11,000.
Yeah, and I had to break out a calculator, Jimmy, because your number is huge. Okay, so. This is the part I love about Lifestyles Unlimited members. They go, I live frugally. Oh, so how much do you live on? $200,000. Man, I'm wondering where you're living, dude. Well, you might be living in my neighborhood, because I might be living in your neighborhood. Where do you live, Jimmy?
I live in Marietta, Georgia, just outside Atlanta.
Okay. And do you do all your investing in Georgia, or do you sprinkle it around?
I would say I have let me just lay it out. I've got 6 deals in Georgia, 2 in Tennessee, and now I'm up to 3 in Texas, if my math is right.
Yeah, but you don't care because you're a passive investor, and as long as the checks come in every quarter, life is good. Is it not?
Yeah.
How's your stress level nowadays?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things I credit Lifestyles with, is my stress level is so low now that I wasn't always an easy person to get along with when I was stressed from all the crazy work and everything. And the stress level is much lower now for me and the people around me.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody loves the new version of Jimmy, don't they?
Hope so.
Well, at least they tolerate the new version of Jimmy, right?
That's right.
It's all good. It's all good. So what's the legacy look like for you and your family? Do you bring in your kids into this real estate investing, or what are you doing?
I talk to my kids about it a lot. I'm not sure they're at the age yet where it's really sunk in or where it's obvious that it's sinking in. And just for my extended family, I have 2 nephews that are either looking closely or have joined Lifestyles.
Well, that's a really good thing. Hey, Jimmy, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much for sharing all this great information. And if you want to join us, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
wanting to be a self-help guru, you have to learn to balance your own desires. Very early on in wanting to help people, I found that people just wouldn't listen. And I make people write in the back of their book whenever I give a seminar. Open up the back book, write this in the back of the book. It says, I will not do what Dell said to do. And then I said, whenever you fail, we'll go to the back of the book and we'll start there with that statement. I told you I wouldn't do what you told me to do. And then we'd go back and find in the book what you didn't do. Inevitably, it's always the same thing. They don't do what I tell them to do. If they would have done what I told them to do, they would have been successful. But for some odd reason, people have it in their mind they have to reinvent the wheel. I would suggest that some people just do it because they're arrogant, but I'm going to suggest to you there's another group of people out there that are basically failures by personality trait. In other words, their personality leads them to do the same thing wrong over and over and over again, and they really just can't get out of it.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.